Hey guys, in today's episode, what we're going to talk about is this. Everybody's not your enemy. Let me say that again. Everybody is not your enemy. Don't treat them that way. Let's talk about it. Welcome to another episode of Career Strategies. My name is Rodney Hughes, Mr. 100%. Today's episode is being brought to you by Interview Prep University. If you need help preparing for an upcoming telephone, video, or face-to-face interview, this is a 100% free virtual training platform that's designed to help you exponentially improve your job interview skills. There's no sign up that you need to do. You don't have to subscribe to anything, and it's 100% free. So if you'd like to gain access to this extremely valuable platform, all you have to do is go to www.interviewprepuniversity.com. Again, that's www.interviewprepuniversity.com. Okay, so again, what we're talking about in today's episode is everybody's not your enemy. Now, let me start here. Honestly, where I get that expression from is from my wife. Okay, I gotta be honest with you. Gotta start with me. One of the things I always tell you is you gotta start with personal responsibility. And so it really does start with me. And so my wife told me this a while ago because sometimes, you know, I have been known to take a posture in the past of, you know, kind of acting as if people were out to get me somehow. Okay. And when you have that type of mentality, what can end up happening is you can end up turning away great opportunities. You could end up killing a great opportunity before you even get started. So again, one of the examples that I want to give of this, okay, is obviously because I'm an executive recruiter, every single day I have to make cold calls, okay? I'm either cold calling candidates to introduce myself to them to share an opportunity, or I'm cold calling on clients to see if I can get a job lead or a job opportunity, okay, to recruit for. And what's interesting, I've noticed something really interesting, more so in this field than any other field that I've ever been in. The most successful people that I typically come across in when I'm doing my thing, when I'm making cold calls, are typically the nicest people. Isn't that strange? The people who need my services probably the least oftentimes are the nicest people to interact with. And for the longest, it kind of confused me, okay? Because there have been times when I've reached out to vice presidents of Fortune 500 companies. I'm talking about these are some of the world's biggest companies. And it has amazed me how sometimes I've reached out to like a VP or a high level director at one of these companies. And even if I couldn't necessarily help them, they would go out of their way to help point me in the right direction. They'd even refer people to me. And for the longest, I couldn't understand it because I would reach out to people at the early phase of their career, right? Maybe somebody just getting started off as an engineer or something like that. And these people would be assholes, absolute assholes. Okay. And some of them, I mean, would be just absolutely rude, would just hang up in your face, right? Do stuff like that. Okay. But what's interesting is, like I said, these high level execs, they go out of their way, not all the time, but a lot of the times, more times than I would even really expect. They go out of their way to be very pleasant, to be very open, to be very helpful when I reach out to them. And then one day it hit me like a ton of bricks. I said, I get it now. There's a couple of eye-opening realizations that I had. Number one is that, because I'm thinking of a very particular vice president that I reached out to at a very particular company. That was so open and so nice and went out of her way to help me. And it confused me a little bit. I was like, why is she so open? Like, I don't really get it. right? When everybody else is treating me like I'm the enemy, okay? And then it hit me like a ton of bricks. I said, oh, she gets it. That's right, she gets it. What I realized is a few things. Number one, at her level, the higher you go in your career, the more scarce opportunities will become. So the first thing I came to realize is, as an executive recruiter, when I reach out to her, whether I'm reaching out to her to help her immediately or whether I'm reaching out for some other purpose, she understands the opportunity that is right in front of her. See, what she realizes is that I am a gatekeeper to opportunity as an executive recruiter. So she goes out of her way to be very pleasant, to be very helpful, so that I will remember her in a positive light. You know why? Because when she gets ready, or when she becomes open to opportunities, right? She wants to always be able to engage with me and know that I'll have a positive experience or exchange with her. The other thing she also probably realizes is that opportunities cross my plate every single day. Opportunities at her level and higher, right? And she's been in her career long enough to probably, she's probably been hired by, actually gotten placed through an executive recruiter earlier in her career, and she understands how valuable we are, okay? She gets it, right? And the thing is that if you go around treating people like they're, if you go around treating everybody like they're your enemy, you might be doing way more damage than you probably think. Like, as an example, I'm gonna tell you exactly what I told my wife, okay? Especially once I got started actually doing executive recruiting, because I like to say the executive recruiting is like the invisible hand, right? It's the invisible hand because we influence the entire process. We get to see the process unfold on both the candidate side and on the client side, okay? And we actually have the ability to influence things on both sides, right? And I told her, I said, and I want you to take this advice as well, because it's super important. I told my wife, because I said, look, if a recruiter that specializes in your space ever reaches out to you, I don't care if they reach out on LinkedIn, I don't care if they shoot you an email, I don't care if they call you on your freaking job, I don't care if they find your cell phone number and call you that way, if they ever reach out to you, I want you to go out of your way to be pleasant. You can pleasantly tell them that you're not open to opportunities right now, but thank you so much for reaching out to me. And if I ever become open to opportunities, I'll definitely let you know. And if I could ever serve as a reference, as a referral source for you, feel free to reach out to me, right? And I started teaching her to say that and to respond that way. And here's the reason why. Because people will forget details. You understand? But the computer won't. Let me say that again. It might have been, you know, whenever something's profound, I'm gonna let you know. This was profound, okay? Or this is profound, okay? People will forget details, but the computer won't. What do I mean by this? See, as an executive recruiter, here's what happens, okay? I want you to really understand this, because this is just one example. I'm just telling you this example because I know it inside and out, but this applies to many different things, okay? But as an executive recruiter, if I reach out to you, and let's say you're an asshole, okay? You're treating me like I'm the enemy, right? When I reach out to you, no matter how I reach out to you, if you respond in a negative fashion, and I can think about people right now, I have contacted probably thousands of people. And there are certain people that I have contacted 2 years ago that I said, I don't give a damn what the situation is. I wouldn't reach out to them and offer them an opportunity. I wouldn't care if they were God's gift to this position, right? I wouldn't care if this was the perfect candidate. There is no other candidate. I'd rather not make money than to deal with you because of how they interacted with me back then. Now, is it petty? You might be thinking to yourself, Rod, you being petty. That's okay. Yeah, I am being petty, right? But this is what human beings do. And this is why this message is so important, okay? You can't go around treating everybody like they're the enemy, right? Because again, here's what happens. If I reach out to you and I specialize in your space, I ain't going nowhere, bro. I'm gonna be here for years. I'm gonna have opportunities crossing past my desk, more opportunities passing across my desk in a year than you could possibly imagine. So, but here's what happens. I may forget the details. I may forget exactly what you said that pissed me off that day or annoyed me or rubbed me the wrong way. But you know what happens? The day you end up being disrespectful or you treat me like I'm the enemy just because I reached out to you, bro, with an opportunity, here's what happens. I put a note in my system. Oh, poor communicator, right? If you say something crazy, poor communicator. Or I say exclude from other searches, right? Because if you'll act like that with me, when I'm calling you or I'm reaching out to you to provide you with an opportunity, what the hell should I think you're gonna do potentially with my client? You see how that works? Right? If you'll be disrespectful with me, what should I expect that you'll do when you interact with my, you know why? Because people are who they are. If you're a jerk with me, should I think you're gonna be an angel with my client? No. Even if that is the case, right? You're bad. You understand? And here's the ugly truth about it. In that scenario, I put you in, label you in the system like that, then for years, you'll be excluded from opportunities. You could have changed your life drastically over the next 5-10 years, and yet my notes from that day will haunt you, and you won't even know it. You see how that works? And it all started because you were treating me like I was the enemy. You see how that works? And this is why I'm trying to tell you, you can't go around treating everybody like they're the enemy. Give you another story. Ever really, you know, probably my best friend. We were in Vegas, okay? This was years ago. And when you go to Vegas, there are promoters oftentimes that are out there trying to kind of like sell tickets or whatever to different nightclubs and things of that nature. And I remember this was years ago. We were walking down the strip in Vegas and this particular guy comes up to us, and I've been so programmed to kind of like keep it moving that I just kind of ignored him and kept going, right? But my bro slowed down and he heard the man out, right? And from that exchange, that ended up translating into a friendship. And now it's like every time we go to Vegas, we always link up with this dude. And because of the relationship we have with this guy is plugged in Vegas. So it's like, because we know him, you know, we have better situations. We're able to get into better situations when we actually come to Vegas, right? But see, if it was up to me, I would have screwed up that relationship. Why? Because at that time it was like I was treating him as he was the enemy. I kept walking. I didn't want to hear what he was talking about, right? My bro, on the other hand, who by the way is an extremely successful businessman, you know what he did? He said, "Nah, man, I'm gonna hear you out." He didn't treat him like he was the enemy. And as a result, a great relationship was born. You understand? Now listen, are there people in this world that don't have your best interests in mind? Absolutely. Does it make sense for you to always kind of assess how people are coming at you and make wise decisions? Absolutely. But what you want to be careful of is you don't want to be so locked into this zone of thinking that everybody is out to get you somehow, right? That you end up screwing up great opportunities, because it can easily happen, right? And so again, like my wife told me, look, man, everybody's not your enemy. And it's one of the realest things. It's one of the things I have to constantly focus on nowadays. So nowadays it's like, you know, I try my best to be as open as possible to people, you know what I mean? Because really, people who don't really know me may think that I'm like an extrovert, but that's like I tell people that's like an occupational hazard, or maybe not a hazard. That just comes with my occupation, because I've been in sales my whole career. So I know how to flip a switch and seem as if I'm very outgoing, seem as if, you know, I love communicating with people. But the reality at my core, I'm really more of an introvert. At my core, like when I'm not working, I would rather not really talk to people. Unless you're like a close friend of mine, then I'll talk your head off, okay? But if you're not a close friend of mine, I'd rather not really talk to you that much, right? So if people meet me out in public, they, you know, if I don't really know you, I don't really got much to say to you. You understand? But again, I'm trying to get better at not having that state of mind of treating people like they're the enemy, because I know I've seen it. I've seen what the downside or the negative effects are of treating people that way, right? I just know what they are, okay? And so again, I just want you to be a little bit more open, okay? Don't be stupid, okay? Definitely not telling you to be stupid, but definitely be more open, because you just never know. You never know when you're dealing with somebody who could end up changing your life. I mean, you really don't, right? And you gotta also understand that somebody, little acts of kindness, I want you to think about it like this, okay? Little acts of kindness go such a long way. Do you understand that? Little acts of kindness, right? But you don't give little acts of kindness when you feel as though everybody's out to get you, right? If you feel like everybody's out to get you, if you feel like everybody has negative intentions toward you, then you treat everybody like they're the enemy. Okay? And again, it's so easy to do it. But those little acts of kindness, right? Hearing somebody out. You may hear somebody out and they may actually be trying to tell you something that could either save you money, make you money, that could, you know, be something that you really, really ended up enjoying. I mean, it could be anything that's positive, right? And I just don't want you to end up missing out on that, especially as it relates to your career. Because again, as an executive recruiter, I'm telling you, and listen, please listen. If you don't get anything else from today's episode, here's what I want you to take from it. If an executive recruiter or a recruiter of any sort that specializes in your field ever reaches out to you, I want you to be very appreciative, okay? Because it's actually a compliment, right? Because here's the thing, companies don't pay us the amount of money that they pay us for poor candidates, right? So if we're reaching out to you, it's because we think you have an impressive background, okay? And if somebody like myself ever reaches out to you, I want you to be appreciative. I want you to be pleasant, okay? And it's okay to let us know that you're not open to opportunities right now. That's fine. We understand that, okay? But you want to be pleasant. You don't want to treat us like we're the enemy, okay? Because that can have negative effects for years to come, or it can end up being a tremendous asset for your career for years to come, okay? So at least take that, all right? And again, just practice it. Trust me. Everybody's not your enemy. Okay? Listen, I hopefully you got great value out of today's episode. If you haven't done so already, I want you to order a copy of my book, The Ugly Truth About Getting Hired, How to Land a Job of Your Dreams, regardless of the competition. The purpose of this book is to solve the number one challenge that you're going to face in the interview process, whether you're interviewing now or whether you want to be prepared for an interview that's coming up in the future or later on in your career. The purpose of this book is to teach you a moral and ethical way to eliminate 99% of your competition and be able to position yourself as the ideal candidate of choice in the interview process. Okay. And it's a step-by-step system. So if you'd like to get access to this, or if you'd like to purchase it for yourself or purchase it for somebody that you know that's important to you, then go to my website, www.theuglytruthbook.com. Again, that's www.theuglytruthbook.com. And when you place your order for the physical book, you'll immediately gain access to a free downloadable version of this book, so you don't have to wait to gain access to this extremely valuable content. All right. Listen, thank you so much for checking out this episode. Hopefully you got great value out of it. If you did, please do me a favor, share it on all your social media platforms and drop a comment. I'd love to hear from you. You can either respond to me on this platform, or you can go to one of my other social media platforms by looking me up at the @ Rodney Hughes 100. Okay, you can find me on that on Twitter, on Instagram, and so on and so forth. All right. All right, well, listen, until next time, keep getting after it. See you in the next episode.